That's the Pakel 18, Avelus Vinyan, Avelus B'Shabbos. The Gemara says in Gemara Mekutin, Yivnei Sh'omru Shabbos Ola Ve'enem Mafsekes, Ve'golem Mafsikim Ve'enem Olam. The Shabbos counts for Shiva, but it's not Mafsik. Ve'golem Mafsikim Ve'enem Olam. They're Mafsik the Shiva, but if somebody died in the regal, then they're not Ola. So the Rambam writes on the next page in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Hashabbos Olam Minyan Avelus. Vein Avelus B'Shabbos Ela B'Dvarim Shebetzina. So Dvarim Shebetzina Noeg, Don Hatifas Harosh, so that we don't have as much as that. Tashmi Shamita, so the person's married and he's sitting Shiva, he can't have Tashmi Shamita even on Shabbos. Pizza Bechamin, Aval Dvarim Shebegoloi, Eino Noeg Behem Avelos. But Dvarim Shebegoloi, Ella Lovesh Menolov, right, he wears his regular shoes, is okay for Samita, and he, you know, the Mita in the house is turned up, right side up, Venotin Sholom Chalodom, and he can give Sholom to everyone, Vimeishlo Beged Machlif, and he doesn't wear his torn clothing, Lo Yilbash Beged Karo B'Shabbos, in other words, there's a possibility someone's so poor he only has one shirt, and that shirt he tore. So those days they wore like more like polo shirts. So you just put the rib part towards the back, so it won't look as bad. And then the Rambam continues, Meimah Zay Zokfim Mesamitos B'Erev Shabbos. In other words, at Erev Shabbos already you have to get the beds back into place. Min HaMincha L'Mala. Tafal Pikein Lo Yeshev Aleh Ad Shetechsho. But he shouldn't sit on the regular bed until night. Tafal Vishol Nishnayin Al Yom Echad. And even if, say, the last day of Shiva is on Sunday, so you think that it's only one day, and that one day is only a little bit in the morning, so maybe he doesn't have to go through the tircha of turning back the beds, you know, kfiya samita on Motzai Shabbos. So the Rambam said, no, afal pikein, on Motzai Shabbos, he has to be kofer the mitas again, because he still has that one day of Shiva, even though we're going to say Mitzvah Sayom Kulam. And the Yerushalmi makes a couple of comments about Avelus of Shabbos on page 4. Paragraph Shlishi, Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi wants to know how come three lines to the bottom. Hasivon, regel harehu also betashmi shamita. Regel is also betashmi shamita. But if somebody dies in the regel, it doesn't count towards Shiva. Regel also betashmi shamita vein ola. So therefore, Shabbos should be the same thing. It shouldn't count. Ava Shabbos holo vatsur b'tashmi shemitah lo tala. So, right? In other words, both on the regal, where we paskin, there's no dvarim shebetzina, if somebody dies in the regal. If he died before the regular is bavatel. But if he died toch a regular, it's not. So if Tasur B'Tashri Hamita, it shouldn't. They're both the same observance. Shabbos is also B'Tashri Hamita, and regular is also B'Tashri Hamita. So how come Shabbos counts towards the Shiva? And the regel, if somebody dies in Kol Moed, so you don't count those days towards the Shiva. But it's the same observance. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Efshel L'Shiva below regel, Efshel L'Regel below L'Shiva below Shabbos. Where it's Shiva you can have without the regel, so regel doesn't count. But Shabbos, every Shiva has a Shabbos in it. So if you say Shabbos doesn't count, so then it'll never be a concept of Shiva, it'll always be Shmona. And the din is Shiva, not Shmona. So it's built in to Shiva that the Shabbos is going to count. Even though it contradicts the fact that by regel it doesn't count, but that was part of the Takana, so to speak. And the Yerushalmi, on the next page, asks, what's the idea that it doesn't count? I mean, why? No. What's the idea that there's no avelos on Shabbos? Because we know Shabbos is different than regular Yom Tovim. It doesn't have the same level of simcha as. So what's the notion that there's no avelos? So he says, "Ein olam b'shabbos to see birkas Hashem hitashir, so birkas Shabbos." So the Yosef etzev ima zo avelos. K'mad amat netzav amel halibo. So Shabbos is a yom of bracha, birkas Hashem, and since the pasuk says birkas Hashem hitashir, and there's no, and Shabbos is a time of birkas Hashem, so therefore there's no etzev. So Yosef etzev ima. And this Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosus in Moed Katan on Chav Gimel of the Beis. It tells us, so the Tshuva Zerah Makshad Mashma Fila Mandom Ralo Noga Olo Lamin Yeshiva אם כן ברגל נעמי אף אגב דלונוגה יהיה עולה ולא אמין אלין ישיבה לא כמי בואי אלי דלונוגה מצל שיבה ברגל so he says מטרס אף אגב דשאבס עולה רגל אינו עולה הול ואינו אבילס כלל משום דסיב בהם שמחה שאבס מיה לא כסיב שמחה אפיל אינו הגס עולה so he wants to give a different reason that by regal it says simcha. So Yom Simcha, by definition, can't be a Yom of Avelos. Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha. So even though you're not going to be knowing Avelos for Hesi on Shabbos, but it still can count because it's not a Yom Simcha. Regel is a Yom Simcha. So Yom Simcha, that's what I explained, can't be a Yom Ovel. And then he quotes that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi first time in the Shabbos saying Avelos knowing. So why is Avelos talking not knowing on Shabbos? If it's not Yom Simcha, Sim Dixivim, Renevis Klam Shum Dixivim Simcha Shabbos Mir, Foxiv Simcha, yes, because it says, Shum Dixiv, Bikas Hashem Titashir, Loyosif Etzadima, Shabbos Sive Bracha. So Yom Bracha, that's why there's no avails to Shabbos, because Yom Bracha. And Yom Bracha doesn't have Atzvas. But it's still not Yom Simcha. Even though, you know, we do mention. There are Makoros with the Simcha and Shabbos. There's a famous Sifrei on the Parsha Pasuk in Baloscha, Yom Simchaschem, Zohar Shabbosos, and we say the Zmiras, Hamasablim bo Achor Nesogim Kihu Yom Smachosu Usasam Cheni. So there are concepts. But the Maisa in the Torah, it's not spoken about as a Yom Simcha. So therefore it counts towards the Avelis. But the Maisa, you don't do it, you don't observe Avelis, but for Hesya, because it's Yom Bracha. Okay. Now, we discussed, like by this Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, we quoted the Rambam. Tzad Rabbanu Meimah says Zokfim Es Hamitos, right? That towards the on Erev Shabbos, you're already getting ready for Shabbos. So in a Mincha Lamala, you already change the beds back. You change the beds back. So that we saw already in the Rambam. So let's see now in Shulchan Aruch, on page 9, Siman Tov. State Shabbos ain't a mafsik avelus Siman Aleph Sif Aleph. Shabbos ain't a mafsik avelus all over in Yeshiva. Shabbos Ktaz Dina avelus Nogimbo. Time is one Shabbat Sina. Shabbat Tashra Shamita Rechitza. Al Dvar Shabbat Farhesia Dainu Lassier Atifoso. But to take off his Atifa Rubosh Minolov Zichov Amita Shabbos Ben Karua. That's Dvarim Shebeva Hesya, and that you are not knowing on Shabbos. And then the Ramah writes, V'davke shul mu'utof atifes yishme'elim, k'vod shesbar le'el, avok tzas atifes shenogim tzas mekomos kol lamed, ain't tzarech lahatzir b'shabbos. Hol v'yishlo menalayim b'raglof. So he says, if you have the real atifa, atifa shishme'elim, fully covered, so then that's not, that's dvarim shebefarhesya, and that you have to remove. But tzas atifa, the people on noeg, well, of shloshim, so he says, that already, you could do on Shabbos also, especially that you're wearing shoes, so therefore people say that this Atifa is not really an Avelus Haraya, he's wearing shoes. Now the Shach asked the Kasha in Beis, he says, because the opinion in the Gemara that says that if it's Menorayim Baraglov you could have Atifa is Matir Afil Atif Shemelim, Gimash Bishas Ramban. So that's a little strange that the Ramah is like sort of making a hachra here against the Mashmos of the Gemara and the Rishonim that even Atif Shemelim would be Mutter if you have Menalai Baragov. But, okay, but then he makes the point that, but if you look at my revival itself, unless I'm the Marivai Al-Qasav, the Hacha Mutar, but the reason over here is Mutar, he can't came into Nogim, but Tifa Zugamach Azayin, he may have Avelus. He was Srin and Dovashim of Hesir Mashenu Rak Tov Zayin. So here's the Yisod that the Shach has, Shailu, whether we pass him like this or not, but the Shach has the Yisod that the only time we say that Avelus to Fahesya is not knowing on Shabbos, is only something, halacha of avelus, that shaykh only to Shiva. Like shoes or something like that. dress is not shoes. So that's only a shivadika thing. So if you're going to not wear the shoes on Shabbos, that's me for Hesed. But something that's a niyag of Avelis, that's knowing all of Shloshim, so then the Shach says that that's not given a Shabbos even for Hesed. Still difficult to understand why why this chiluk. So since this atifa is nohol given achar zayin, so that's mutter even on Shabbos. Why? Because losrinan tovashu b'farasi al masha einu rak toch zayin. So then he gives two reasons to Marivaya why he could have this, you know, small atifa. And then he says, Kosef Abach, Sof Simon Shin Pevav, the Marival Mari Bosa Tifeshu Lovish Shikorim Kapo, Fima Shishmati Shinogim Sasek Bo Kolam. In other words, whatever the Atifa that they're doing, all 30, so that was what he was Matir on Shabbos. But Losum Kova Lufneha Inaim Shinogim Machuseinu Kol Shiva, so that we discussed yesterday, that this minute of wearing the hat over the eyes that they're only doing during Shiva, so Zendikar Atifa Lididot Havi Farhesi B'Shabbos Leag Bia Kov Keder Cholodim Yotach Miyachi Maske Al-Shas Baruch Hu Chayiv Lag Bia HaKova Adkan. The Shach has this in one other place. This notion that something that's a shloshim dicker thing is knowing even on take a look on page 19. In Shin Tzadi Gimel Dalet. We discussed the Indian of being the Zin of Shinei Mokum, right? We'll discuss it more. There's a halacha that the Avel doesn't sit in his regular seat. He's the Shana Makomo. So the question is, so, like in shul, you have a certain seat, so you're not supposed to sit in that regular seat. Sit away. You're supposed to sit in a post can bring down a less mechubad place, not a more mechubad place. Less mechubad place, and post can say, if it could be 4 amos away, then it's better, further back in the shul, etc. So the shayla in the post came whether, what about on Shabbos? Is that only in a weekday or even on Shabbos? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hanogim shem aveilum shalom shanas b'kol mevayis haknesses b'Shabbos yofa heimosim." That those that are not mashanim chomo on Shabbos, so that's a good practice because even though it's not technically one of the, it's a type of niyog aveilus of sorts. Even though when we learn the inyan, we'll see that. That it's not really no egg. If you look in the fourth week already, Revi's Harei Kushar Kolodom. It's not knowing the way we have a minute that we're knowing it the whole year. But in Medina de Gemara, after the first couple of weeks, there is no din. But Lamaisa, it's a minute, so the Mechaber says you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. It's best not to do it on Shabbos. And the Ramah writes, "Yesh Omer Shigam B'Shabbos Yishana Mekoma." Hein Minim Poshet Vein L'Shanos Haminim. And the Ramah says the Minim is even on Shabbos. So the Shach says, so "Why on Shabbos is in a Dovah Shabbos for Hesi?" Everyone knows that this guy always sits in this seat. He's been sitting there for the past 50 years, and now all of a sudden he's sitting someplace else. So they're going to know. So it says the Shach, "The Sfirei Shein Zed Dovah Shal for Hesi Shein Aveilus Nikra B'Zeh." כל כך שהרבה פעמים אנו מחליט בכל מה, אפילו אינו עובר. So one possibility, yeah, people always change sheets, it's windy, he's whatever this, whatever, 100 different reasons that people could change a seat. Akan Loshon HaKerezov. But then he says, Vimash Kosel Bekaman, but based on what he said, what I wrote in Simon Puff, Daveo said, no, it's called Shloshim, no, Gafil M'Shabbos, Belav HaChinicha. That this is not a people are knowing this called Shloshim or called Yud Beis Kodesh, not to be to be Bishan in the Mokum. So Mimela, he says, so that din of Fahesiv doesn't apply based on what the Shach said, Legabe Yatifas Harosh. That the Yatifa that they know called Shloshim could be knowing on Shabbos as well. Okay, I mean, whether this shach is the pashtus or not, it's hard to be to say. But lemaisa, the minig is that people, like at least for Ashkenazim for sure, that people are mishana their mokum the whole year and even on Shabbos. And you have to think about the svara of the shach. Okay, so the Gemara has this thing when Me'emesai Zotfi Mesamita Min Amincha L'mala. So the Pesachei Tshuva on page 9, he says Ayim Tshuva Giva Shol Siman Ayim Vei Shekhasav Dimasha Nogim Ha'olam Be'erv Shabbos Toch Shiva Yimei Avelus, Leishev Al Kisei V'Safsol. The people have a minhag that on a Friday of Shiva, already they're sitting on the regular chair and they're wearing shoes. Take Achar Chatzos Hayom, Nekovet Shabbos. So he says Tosu. He says it's a Tosu. Why? In other words, he shouldn't be doing this Chatzos. You should be doing it right before Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. Tfiyas Amita takes a little time, so we say Min HaMincha L'mala, you could already start changing the beds. But Chatzos, what's with Chatzos? Roy L'chol Balei Torah Limchois V'Ligor B'Osam Anoshim HaMekinim B'Dover Zeh U'Bavatel Menhogam. So he says you should be Vatal the minhag. Ain shud shivat zion shekosav the other bar of Shabbos mishosh hakol kiblu olay mishosh Shabbos tayin by mirs baruchu posak din avelus vasu achnos haShabbos ain ogim she other omei bar of Shabbos leminchah bchalitzas min alayim chus lebeisa knesses kol shemaska lachazan baruchu korim laovel sheyichnos v'noel minolav. Right, in other words, we know the minhag that the oval doesn't come into shul by Kabbalah Shabbos, and then right before Mizmor Shir, he comes in and they say Hamakom Yenachem. There is a discussion about that also, because really Lameis. You're not supposed to do that once it's Shkia, but people, there was the real minhag to do that was because they were davening, it was before Shkia. Well, after Shkia, it's already a discussion, but the Maisa, that's what people do, even though it's a little questionable.
You shouldn't do it after Shkia?
Look, the Maisa that, you know, in shuls, they start mincha, you know, 10 minutes after Lichtbenchen, so the time they finish with Kabbalah Shabbos, close shuls, finish the Chardodi, it's after Shkia.
Okay.
Yeah, so We'll see that the about Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos is the Koshi Tiru Lenachem, but we'll see. It's either this packet or another packet that. Yeah, so we'll see. I think I have that in the Nichum Aveilim packet I have. Okay, so we'll get when we get to the Nichum Aveilim.
So the first issue here, he says that he's not allowed to make. He asks if the Seaborn, but if the Seaborn doesn't say, he can't make early Shabbos. Might take off and then speak about Vegas. But if not like 5 million, then is that
really? Yeah, so yeah, if he davens early, so that he can't daven is. That you have to follow the tzibur is really doesn't apply so much as that.
So you can pick
which
tzibur would be.
It's Bama. Okay. Then there's a question the post can talk about. The Gabi Avelis B'Shabbos is about starting, if the first day of Shiva starts on Shabbos, or if the last day of Shiva is on Shabbos. So if you take a look in the tour, page 12. There's the cost of the Sefer HaMitzvos. HaShomei Shmu Krova B'Shabbos. Usually Shiva doesn't start on Shabbos because Shiva starts with Kvura and you can't do Kvura on Shabbos. Rav Shechter discussed. Rav Shechter likes to point out that perhaps that minhag talus, about stopping Avelis Chatzos, maybe stemmed from the extension of the Ramah writes that by Erev Pesach you stop Avelis by Chatzos. And people. Extended it to everything.
Special dinner Pesach.
That's the point. That's a special dinner Pesach. Right, that's what we're saying. And so that's why, as Shachar points out, that's why the post can say it was a toast to extend it to other places. Because Pesach is Korban Pesach is brought at Chatzos. Later on, but that's the Zman. Kostim Sefer Mitzvos HaShomei Shmuel Krova. So if a person heard a Shmuel Krova on B'Shabbos, as he heard that his relative died, and he first heard about it on Shabbos, and it's Tok Shloshim, so the din is no Shiva on a Shmuel Krova. If you hear about it within 30 days. So that if you heard about it on Shabbos, so the first day of Shiva is on Shabbos. So it says the Sefer Mitzvahs, HaShabbos Ola Lo L'Yom Echad. U'l'macha Korev Avla Yom Shishi Shvi L'Avelos. But Shabbos counts as the first day of Shiva. And Friday, so Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be the end. And I'll take Kriya on Sunday. Yom Shishi Shvi Laveilus. Hey, Kosov Bal Halachas Gedolos. Rav Reb Yechiel, Kosov She'en Aveilus Ololo B'Tchilas Aminyan. El Yaskiel, Ein Shabbos Ololo B'Tchilas Aminyan. El Yaskiel Aminyan Yom Rishon. Yom Shabbos Shvi Lavelis. V'nog bo dvarim shebetzina b'miktzas hayom. So the Ben Yechiel says no. That Shabbos, you have to start Shiva with a full, in other words, to start it, it has to be a full day of Avelis, meaning a Dvarim Shiva Farhesia. If the first day is Shabbos and it's only Dvarim Shiva Tzina, so that can't start the Avelis. So in other words, Avelis has to start with a full start. And then if there's in the middle, there's some days that you need the Dvarim Shiva Tzina, so that's already, you already started. But to start it, it can't be starting on Shabbos. And the other opinion disagrees and says that that you can even start Avelis on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch, it says in page 13 of Beis Zayin, Hashomei Shavu Krova B'Shabbos, HaShabbos Ola Lo L'Yom Echad. That if you hear Shavu Krova on Shabbos, then it counts. Not like the Rabbi Yechiel. Oh. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim about the beginning of Avelis. What about the end of Avelis? Say Avelis, the last day of Shiva, is on Shabbos. Started on Sunday, Monday, and it's going to end on Shabbos. So what's the story there? In other words, do we say, well, also to have the same mitzvah say Yom Kippur, you have to have an Avelis Gufarhesya, so it can't end on a Shabbos, or no? So there's a machlokes about this. So the Bach, on page 11, says, "Od nira dafil gveisol meis be'echad b'Shabbos, yom shvi hu Shabbos, also b'dvarim shebetzina, kol yom ha'shvi." The whole day, you don't say mitzvah siyam kikulo. So it's Rabbi Yechiel who said that you can't start on Shabbos, so you start on Sunday, and they'll end on Shabbos, but then Rabbi Yechiel, there's two parts to Rabbi Yechiel. Rabbi Yechiel's mechadesh that you can't start Avelis on Shabbos, so you start on Sunday, in the case where you should have started on Shabbos. And he says, but it can end on Shabbos. And you say mitzvah siyam kikulo even on Shabbos, because you'll be knowing the iser of dvarim shebetzina mitzvah siyam, and that's good enough. So the Bach says, no, not true. Oh, near the field, mace, lo mace, ve'echad the Shabbos, Yom Shvi, who Shabbos, also with one Shabbat, call Yom Shvi. He says, it's also the whole day. The local Rabbi Yechiel. Through the Yisra Paragraph, El Megalchon, Mitzvah Seyom, Havi Kikulo, Ainza Ella Bechol. Came to also Maisa Avelis. But it looks to say Yom Kikulo, you only say on a weekday. Because you're doing a Maisa of Avelis. The Mitzvah Yom, you take Yotzi Yidechavas, or most of Mitzvahs, Hanika Mishum Avelis. Of Yom Shabbos, She'ein Noeg Bo, El Advan Shabbatzina, Veina Osa Maisa, Shanika Mishum Avelis, and Yotzi Yidecho, Kovasphir, Yom Shabbos. And the whole Yom Yom Yeshiva say Yom Mitzorach, Shayasa Masa, Hanika Mishum Avelis, Kakos of Aroman, Afilu Gabi Shmur Choko, the Somach, the Kiel, Eidu Noeg on the Shoachas, the Kimu Yom Rosh, the Bain, the Kosha came Avelis Shiva, the Chomer, Deina Yotzi Yidecho, Vosu Bishvi, El of Noeg Shoachas Avelis, we came to the Shabbos saying also Maisa. So since on Shabbos you're not doing any Maisa, so then Sarach Linho Bo Kol Hayom Dvarim Shabbatzina. The Lachain, page 12. Ein likros lagel sefer Torah b'shvi'i shel shelo b'shabbos. So since the minhag is not to give an ovel on aliyah, so you don't give him an aliyah on Shabbos. Afil b'mincha, even a mincha, because he's knowing the whole day. The Bach says, "Tzach minhag dvarim shebitzina kol yom haShabbos." Even the ainu knowing avails b'mas anikra mishum avails. So then he says more. He says, "Od nira the efshar dafar beinu yichil moda b'kriya sefer Torah." The law. Omer harav the mixus hayom sagi. And then he says, maybe even Rabbeinu Yechiel would agree to me. So Gabi the Aliyah. Because maybe Mixus Yom is enough only by Kashu Shemitah. The Kayos of the Dvarim, Nav She'inu Noeg Avelis B'shah Hayom, Havi Nami Tzina, Vein Shom for Hesi Yekal, Tichi Yotzin Mixus Hayom. Across the Tzina, Tov, Moda, Rabbeinu Yechiel, Kein Shom Ha'osa Maisa, Shinikra Bal B'shum Avelis Mixus Hayom, Eilu Lasa Shom Maisa, Shinikra Bal She'inu Noeg Avelis. There's by Tashu Shamita. So, even though he's not knowing, having that mitzvah, ain't shum for hesiklal. Tichu yotzi mixus hayom. But to do, maybe not. Okay. So then he says. Then he says, "Olam nogim toch shiva sheyoshim b'motzei Shabbos lachar avdala ala aretz." Halitza sasanu l'muchol m'mitzot tam l'dover. Then he's back to yishlatei tam. Who moshe k'sav nisam l'tosim divi rambam shomei shmur Shabbos motzei Shabbos lasas v'choko. Davo gav den nogim b'Shabbos dvam shabitzina lo niftar b'zad b'tzach lasas motzei Shabbos ma'aseh shenikar bo mishum aveos. That if a person is, say, has one day of Shiva, Shom HaShmua B'Shabbos, Shabbos is the 30th day, Motzai Shabbos is already Rechoka, so even though on Shabbos he's knowing Dvarim Shabbat Tzina, on Motzai Shabbos he should still do Dvarim Shabbat for Hesya. So the Bach wants to say, the Bach has a chiddush here. For not only he says you don't say mixus yom kukulo when Shabbos falls out on the seventh day, so you have to keep the whole day of Dvarim Shabbat Tzina, but he says that you can't be yotzei avelos with a day that you weren't knowing Dvarim Shabbat Farhesya. So the word is after. On Motzai Shabbos, you have to be knowing Shah Achas after Havdalah of Dvarim Shabbat for Hesya. So that'll be Mashma. Talking about Tin Linog Dvarim Shabbat Tin called Yom Shabbos, Shom Yom Shid, Linog Shah Achas Avails Maisa Lachar Havdalah. So that's the Bach. Now, we don't necessarily pass to make this Bach. The Bach is always interesting. And but so let's see what the Taz says. The Taz was the son-in-law. So so the Taz on page 14 where they add fourth line. So Shikach Shachad Yom Shvi Shal Shivus Yomim B'Shabbos Sadi V'Mitzas Avogav Deino Tzah Maisa Bosov Mitzas Tagam B'Yom HaShabbos Kulo V'Yasa Maisa Hanikar Ela Da'olo L'Minyon Shem Zinog V'Dvarim Shabbat Tzina V'Zeh Sagi it was on regular Shabbos, there's all these Dvarim Shebetzinah, and it counts, Shabbos Ola. So Dvarim Shebetzinah is good enough. So then Mitzvah Yom Kukulo and Dvarim Shebetzinah should also be good. That's how you mix this bimeno. Pavikhi Yom Shloshim, Mamisha Zacharno Kana, Kinoi Borah. So easy, the Mori V'chami Zal, he saw his father-in-law, Mori V'chami, the Bach, Shirot Alachlok ala Rabbeinu Chiyo, V'lomar, Tolamina B'yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShvi, Mitzvah Sokiyolo, Rotsu Lassu Loso, Ava Likros B'Torah, Fiyo B'Mincha, Gein Shainam Samaisa, Nigabo, Shor Reilis, Alpizeh, Kosov Yashiv, Mashanogu, Eza Anashim, Shachal Yom HaShvi, B'Shabbos, Vayishiv, Motzai Shabbos, Shachas Al Aretz, Kidei Lassas Heker, Lavel, Shav Yom HaShabbos, Lassa Heker, V'Dover Zehu Rachok Ma'od. That's what it says. What the Shver says is Rachov Mo'od. Very Shver. Neich Yashlim V'yom HaShmi Shmi Nimashar Hu Chayev V'Zayin. What can work with Mafreya? I mean, one second. Yeah.
Is the Bach saying that if you can take Shiva all week and then after Shabbos, if it ends on Shabbos, you have to continue on Shabbos, or only where you hear about it on Shabbos? Do you haven't done anything all week?
No, he's saying in both cases. Because when it's a case where he's a... Well, normally, if Shabbos is one day, and you only do the Dvarim Shebetzinah for one day of Shmur Rechoka, so then, meaning, in that case, Shom Shmur, the Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos, Nas Rechoka, so he goes to be shown him that you know in Shabbos the Dvarim Shebetzinah. And then Matzai Shabbos, you'll do the Dvarim Shebetzinah, and that'll do the whole thing. And Hu Adinami, when Shabbos is on the seventh day. But as you saw, it is that you have to always have, for sure to end, you need a Maisa. Things are all tamed. So the Imkanim, Yeshu Shabbos, Bemsa Shavuah, Shalavel, Sech Yashlim, Matzai Shabbos. And then, in other words, he's saying that you need a... So you could say he only meant it by when it's ending. Because he has a kasha, so every Shabbos, whenever the Shabbos is in the middle of Shiva, so there was no Dvarim Shiva Kasi on Shabbos, it's still over. Also, he telling me Motzei Shabbos is going to count for Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos has its own chiv. If you assume that that's what the Bach meant. If the Bach just meant that whenever you're ending something, you need to have a Maisa Haniker, so then that wouldn't be a Kasha. So he says, Vayimrayim Maisum Anoshim Shulosso, and Mashachai Vasas B'Shabbos, Hom also Moveil Sujosu Mugia, Vayimrayim Maisum Anoshim, Dolabs B'Samchim Ninu. And he says, just because some people did it on Motzai Shabbos, so who cares? You know, people do a lot of things. On Yom HaShabbos, Shal Zayin, Hu Mamash B'din Zayin, Kimo Din Zayin, Shloshim, Vinyin Shloshim, Vinyin Shev Al-Tasa. Because on Shloshim, there's also Din of Mixtus Yom Kukulo, and there's no Maisa. So you see, you don't need a Maisa to say Mixtus Yom Kukulo. Rav Shechter has a thing that we'll see in a later thing, maybe from the, we'll see that he has maybe from the Rav or whatever, that Shloshim, even though it's not a Maisa, but it's a positive portrayal. But the Kitzur, Pasha says there's no Maisa. So they don't need a Maisa. Chayyim Barav Anachem. Zidivir Rav Yechino, Shev Yator, Eim Chom Malach Al Inyin Zeh. Shem Kal Shvi B'Shabbos, Shein tzorich al mitzvahs b'shachris, and afil b'shachris he has had to lekrosu b'torah. He can really, in other words, the Bach says he can't get an aliyah even by mincha. The Taz says even by shachris he can get an aliyah mikir adin. But since the minig is that we during the weekday shiva ends on the seventh day after davening, so even though on Shabbos the davening is a little later, so still. The minig is that after davening, so by shachris you won't give him an aliyah. Even though Mikir did, you probably could give him even by Shachos. But me Hoga, you shouldn't. Okay, so that's what's normally assumed. Not like this. Not like this Bach. Yes. Okay, so that din that we quoted is here on Chaf Amud Beis on page 15. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Ovin Shama Shmur Krova Beregel. The Motzei Regel Nasas Rechoka. Olu Lovenu Noego Yom Echad. In other words, if I'm in the middle of Yantif, he hears a Shmur Krova, so he's supposed to be knowing Shiva, but he can't because it's the regal. And already, Motzei Shabbos, it's already past 30, so we treat it as a Shmur Rechoka, because since he can only do Dvar Shabbat Sinna, that Einu Noegel Yom Echad. Same thing, Tani Rabbi Adva in the Kisri. They made Rabbi Yochanan Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos Naseis Rechoka in Noeg El Yom Echad. So both times it's only Noeg Yom Echad. So in Rabbi Koenigsberg Sefer from Shiur Rav Salvechik on page 16, he has a kasha, he asks on this din. Shabbos Shmuel Krova to Shabbos. So he says, "V'chor tzar second line, v'chor tzar chiyah." The Bishlam l'shitas Rabbi Nechiyah on Shevi Yatur Shin Shabbos Olo Lo Lo B'tchilas Minyan Shiva Nicha. She'inu Yechol Haskiel. Minyan Shiva the Shabbos. In other words, if you hold like Rabbi Nechiel that the first day doesn't count for anything, so I understand. So therefore, you're first starting the Shiva after the day 30, so that's already Shmur Rechoka. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Nechiel, which we don't, meaning we hold, like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that even the first day could be on Shabbos, so then why do you treat it like a Shmur Rechoka? It should be a Shmur Krova. The Mishnah Lashit for Ben Echiel Shevi Artur Shei Shabbos Olo Tchilus Min Yeshiva Nicha Shereinu Yochel Atzkel Min Yeshiva B'Shabbos V'Lerik Farnasit Rechoka Yitzit Shalom Hitzkel Min Yeshiva Toch Lam Avon L'Gidan Nikaim L'Lod L'Loka Vaseh Ikim Moshe Pasuk B'Shulchan Aruch. So it's a good kasha. So how come? Because in other words, the din is a shmur. Say on a regular weekday, a shmur krova is, say he heard on day 29. So he's starting with day 30. As long as you start, you already have the din of Krova. But so here, you started because we paskin against Rabbi Nechiel. So once you start within 30, you already have a din of starting, and therefore it should be a din of Shmur Krova. You should have to keep Zion. If you hold like Rabbi Nechiel, you can't start on Shabbos. But we don't hold like Rabbi Nechiel. So that's the kasha. Okay, I don't know, I'm not sure what the teretz has stated here. You can take a look. But I don't know. I guess you have to say something along the lines that this is different. That for this halacha, they wanted the full. And I don't know if that's what it says here. You have to take a look exactly. But what the terrorists said, Okay, I mean, it's an interesting kasha, but in the end of the day, that's it is what it is. Meaning, the din is that that it's treated as a shmur for chokah.
Noeg like
this
Excuse
me. Or
noeg like
this tomorrow? Yeah, this gemara quoted la'alacha. So that's the. If you want to take a look on page 13, in the bottom, Shomer Shmur Krova B'Shabbos, Shabbos Tololo, Mocha Koreo. Well, that's one second. No, I'm sorry, hey. Shomer Shmur B'Shabbos O B'Regel, Mosei Shabbos B'Regel, Nasi Shachok, Yino Gila, Yom Mecha. So that was the gotcha. Apparently for this then you need could be it's not the Shas Chimum anyway, so the mice in order to stay started, we got to be this halacha, they wanted a din of for Hesse. Okay, then on page 17 is the din of Shine Makom, Kap Gimel Amin Aleph. Tan Rabbanim, Ovel Shabbos Rishona, the first week, Eini Yotze B'Pesach Peso. Shniya, the second week of after the Yotze V'Eini Yotze B'Mkomo, in the second week. Shlishis Yoshev Mekomo Ve'enu Medaber. And the Vis Hareyu Kul Kol Adam. So Medina the Gemara and already the third week is Yoshev Mekomo. I remember several years ago Purim fell out on, let's say, Shabbos. And we bring the Shir to the Brit Shul, right? We have a Shal Shudas. This year it was also that way. So Rav Shechter was there. He never davens in the Brit Shul, so why was he there? He was there because he was Tach Shiva for his father. And so he was Masupak on the din of Shinui Mokom. That's the way people said it over. Shinui Mokom Lagabe on Shabbos. So therefore he felt he goes to Shul that he doesn't have a Mokom. So they don't have a Shail of Shinui Mokom. And that was that. Tukhachinsky on page 20, we have to quote something from Tukhachinsky wrote the Sefer Gesher HaChayim that became a classic work on Avelis. So he says, he quotes the din of Shinui Mokom, and he writes in the second arrow on the left side, Tam Yisrakek, he quotes the Chamude Daniel, the Shinui Mokom is Nikra B'Richuk Dal Ramos. But he says, if it's not feasible, not such a big shul, the fabric can't cut, and Vadeng Peda, and he can be Marchik Pochos. Okay. and in the Sefer Lev Avraham, he just quotes the various shitas in the Rishonim of what the idea of Shinei Mokom is. Because in Musa Yosef, Sechas Bava Basra, it's a din of Kavod. But it's to show that you can't go back just the regular, normal routine. That's a, whereas the person right after the Ptira just said, oh, I go back to the normal routine. So it's a lack of respect to show that it affected him, that he's not on his regular track. So therefore he's Mishan and Makomo. And then he quotes from the Mordechai, Shin Makom Lov Elenu Mishum Tovar Ames, El Poshut Kadeshi Agishu, HaKol Shehu Ovel. People should know he's an Ovel. And then he quotes from the Orach HaChaim. It's like, says like Golus is Machaper. So it's the type of thing that you're not in your... And then he says, Lahalacha, he says, Nira Shachrosa Poskim Tamarishon, Shashini Mokum Hu Mishum Kovet Hameis. Shashini Mokum is Mishum Kovet Hameis. And then he has a discussion, where does this apply to? He says, a chachmas adam, beim bebeisa chesed, beim bebeisa. So Yerushalmi is mashal only in shul. In other words, say he sits at the dinner table at a certain place, so is there a dinner shina mokum there? So Yerushalmi is mashal only in shul. And he says, hey, Sha'olam no'ogim came shanas makoma bebeisam after shavua beis. Even when it's medina. And then he quotes the Torah Sodom. He says, "Chayv shini makom rak bebeis haknesses." Then he says, and shul, so like say he goes to a shir, the daf yomi shir. Everyone knows he sits, he always sits this spot during the shir. So it's a din. In other words, once he says in the shul, it's a din shul agabe dafka davening, or even agabe learning. So I don't know. He thinks that it's even. Agabe a shir. Okay, I mean, these are different things. I mean, the Shinei Mokom we discuss mainly because of the Machlokas Mechaber Amo, whether it applies on Shabbos. Okay, we'll take a little break and we'll do what's 19.